Herb Kent it was such a well-known radio personality here in Central Kentucky for so many years and became such a friend to everyone who knew him.
Well-known and well-liked.
And
he's
it
a
is,
good person.
John Price called me, who was, I guess, Herb's best friend, and told me a month ago, he said, you know, we're coming up on the second anniversary of Herb's death, and it was just hard for me to believe that it's been 2 years, this weekend, in fact. And on the 7th of February, 1997, 2 years ago, Herb was a guest on the 9 to 10 show, and he had a tremendous knowledge of music, better than anybody that I know or ever knew in terms of rock and roll music. And so we decided it would be fun just to talk about music and maybe play some stuff, and he did the show with me. And so fortunately, I'm a terrible archiver. Sometimes I think we people in the radio business do a horrible job saving important things. But,
yes.
I didn't save it, but someone had the presence of mind to record the show and keep it, and I'm glad that they did. So this morning we're going to be playing parts of that show back. And if you have memories of Herb and you'd like to share them with us, then we certainly would like to hear from you as well. At 253-5959, Bell South Mobility, Star 59, or 877-777-0590. Long distance provided by Lexcom. Employees save money on your long distance bill with Lexcom's unique employee calling plan. Ask your employer to call Lexcom for more information, 276-4333. That's 276-4333. We will take our first break here, but we shall be right back. WVLK. It's 14 minutes after the hour, 9 o'clock here on 59 WVLK, and Paul is on the line. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Jack.
How are you?
When John Chaplin was a teenager, I was working in the old J.M. Heisman Associates sound company selling PA systems and high-fidelity components. That may have been right when stereo was coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And John came in and bought a voice music tape recorder and evidently had gone home and was practicing his broadcast voice and delivery. And he did that for several years.
How about that?
And kept, probably wore that out, came traded for another machine, was in buying tape, hanging out. I think he started working some radio station early, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he was pretty young. And of course, he was, first of all, an engineer. He had a first-class radio telephone operator's license. As I understand it, was an engineer before he was an announcer.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And always had a great interest in technology. Was not one of the kind of, you know, sometimes people in our business, and I'm afraid I'm sometimes one of them, are a little intimidated by technology, and especially the old-timers like me that have been at it a long time. We don't want necessarily hear about all the new stuff, but he was exactly the opposite from that. He was always fascinated by it.
Right. Well, I knew him for years after that, and he was just a fine human being.
Absolutely. Paul, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you for your call. It's quarter after nine, and we take you now back to February the 7th, 1980. No, I'm sorry, I almost did that yesterday. I'm losing decades here. February 7th, 1997. Hey! Hey!
Say, Herbie the K has come to play your favorite hits from A to Z. Come along, spend some time with me.
Woo! Woo-hoo!
Oh, man.
Well, that does bring back a memory, too. What is the name of that song?
Hand clapping.
Hand clapping.
Yeah.
I can name that song and whatever. Three notes.
3 years.
Three years.
That one. That's by Red Price Sock. That's a great theme song, I always thought.
I think I've got Red Price Sox Greatest Hits album.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just got one cut on it. Hand clapping. Medley of his hit.
Yeah, right.
Morning, Herb.
What do you say there, Mr. Cat Whisker?
Whatever, man.
Whatever.
We're glad that you're here. We're going to play musical trivia. We're going to talk about music and our very first record. And you told me you remember the very first record you bought.
I thought it'd be interesting to see if listeners could remember you did your first car deal a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, you remember the first record you bought?
First record I sent my mother out to buy, because I liked it, was Tiger Rag by Les Paul and Mary Ford.
That was in what year?
Well, it was somewhere circa
mid-50s?
1950.
Oh, earlier
yeah,
than that.
49, 50, 51, somewhere in there, I'd say.
How about you, Deb?
I want to be your teddy bear.
Ah, the king, the king.
I think I Can't Help Falling in Love from Blue Hawaii was my
really?
First, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the only Elvis record I ever bought. My second record was Big Girls Don't Cry.
Mm, that was a great one, too.
Yeah. Sherry.
Like that one.
Sherry,
yeah.
Baby.
Mm-hmm. Four Seasons.
It's 8 minutes after nine. We have open telephone lines if you want to get in on this discussion this morning at 253-5959, Bell South Mobility, Star 59, or toll-free 1-800-542-9855 from AT&T, your true choice for local long-distance calls in Kentucky. Also, our email address, jack@mis.net. Now, music has played a big part of our lives, not only in the obvious, the records and the music we listen to on the radio, but also theme songs to movies and television shows.
Dating Game.
What do you say?
So the Dating Game.
Yep. Yeah.
Sounds like Herb Alpert, doesn't it?
It is Herb Alpert. Oh, I got it.
Never mind. Yeah, I got a Herb Alpert trivia question.
Okay, hang on to it there. It's Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Okay, can I put in my first?
Sure.
Yeah, okay, first record you ever bought.
Yeah, if you didn't have a 45, if you didn't have the large spindle 45, you bought the little plastic deals that snapped in the middle.
Stuck in the middle, right.
And my first one was Whispering Bells and Come Go With Me by the Del Vikings.
Great, great songs.
I don't
Great.
Remember Whispering Bells. That was a B-side, I guess.
Actually, it's two separate A-sides. I just went out and got them both at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Come Go With Me was their first. That was their first hit, and then they followed that up with Whispering Bells, which I thought was better than the first.
But that dates me, so now we're talking about 1957.
Thanks for calling, Dave.
Okay.
You
Both
were telling
great
me
songs.
That you started listening to music and getting involved in the late 40s, early 50s, and so you were pre-rock and roll, really.
Yeah, really. As a tot, listening to the radio was always a hobby of mine anyway, long before I ever dreamed of being in it and getting into it as a business or whatever. And, the songs I was listening to on the radio and enjoying and going out and buying were all predating the rock and roll era. So we're talking late 40s and into the early and mid-50s. And then the song that really started to caught my ear the first time was Shaboom by the Crew Cuts in 54. That was, to me, the beginning of the change from the M.O.R.-type artists and sound to the rock and roll sound. And then the Comets came out with Bill Haley the next year, 55.
I thought that was 58. It was
Rock
55.
Around the Clock.
Really?
And then of January of 1956, it all changed at Hard Rick Hotel. From then on, I was a rock and roll fanatic.
But I was thinking, I was telling you that the era mid-50s, I love the music of the 30s and 40s. I love the big bands, and I love rock and roll. But that middle time with the K-Stars and the Wheel of Fortunes and the Come Out of My House, and to me that was the most boring music that was ever made. And you say you're getting into it now.
Well, I think you go through passages in life, and as you get older, things change. And I've heard The Letter by The Box Top so many times, I just don't want to hear it again. I can't help myself. Four Tops is a fantastic record, but I'm just tired of hearing it.
I understand.
I've heard all this stuff millions of times. So, yeah, I kind of enjoy the M.O.R., the Sinatras and Nat King Cole and Andy Williams and the easier song. I think I'm looking for quieter things in life now, I'm tired of the glass pack mufflers,
Now you're ready to settle down.
Yeah,
be an adult for the hell of it.
Yeah, Let's try that for a while.
Right, Ron, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Ron.
H.O.K., do you remember Tom Bowie?
Sure do.
How did you guys tie up?
He was the chief engineer out at LAP when I worked out there back in... would have been the 60s sometimes. Yeah. We're good buddies, yeah.
He was my ex-brother-in-law, and I always liked him. And I never knew how you two tied in. That's how we met at one time. But I was kind of curious. Poor People of Paris was mine, and I always loved the instrumental. I don't listen to words that...
Men don't listen to words, by the way, generally.
I'm sorry?
Men don't listen to words generally.
Well, it may be the case. In fact, I'll tell you who played it. It was Reynolds Large, and I met his wife... here recently, and I didn't realize that, and that really brought back memories because he was up in that little studio up there on Limestone and Short Street.
In the Nun Building.
It was at the Federal. It wasn't.
Oh, you're talking about BLG, the old BLG.
It could have been, and because I know that at that time I went by Red, and I would go up, and when I wrote R, I'd square it off and put a smiley face in the middle. And he always commented on that, but his kids.
And are you aware that Reynolds Large's wife is my mother?
You've got to be kidding.
No.
Jack, I met her in an Enneagram, study.
Yeah, that's my mom.
Oh, she's a fine lady.
She's a very personable lady.
Oh, boy.
Well, no
just
worries.
Like her son.
Well, I was trying to figure out what happened to her son if you said that. But, no, she's a great little lady. And I didn't realize that Rental Large and you were tied in. But that but anyway, the poor people of Paris. And
Ron, it's funny you mention that because I was going to say to Jack, that was probably the second record I ever bought. By Les Baxter. I just thought that was a great,
great song.
It was a great song.
Yeah. Thank you, Ron.
Okay,
appreciate you calling. This is Kathy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Kath.
Hey, Herb.
How are
you? Yeah,
good to hear from you.
I haven't had a good trivia challenge since I used to talk to you.
That's right.
Do you want one?
Well, first, let me do the first record I bought.
All right.
Which doesn't really tell you my age because I didn't have to buy any when I had an older brother and sister.
There you go.
But finally, I broke down and bought Have You Seen Her? By the Shylock.
Oh, yeah.
It was funny, too. It's on my jukebox, and my son has seen it. We were out the other day, and we heard it on the radio. And he said, oh, it's the Shillets.
The Shillets. Does it still play?
Oh, yeah.
Not worn out?
I think it's the... No, I have the original, but it's not what's on the jukebox. I've replaced a lot of the 45s that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're not cheap anymore, are they?
No, but I think they're well worth it.
Yeah.
I really do.
See if you can stump us with one, Kathy.
Oh, goodness. I can't stump Herb.
I'll try it.
Oh, yes, you can.
I've tried everyone I know on it.
Oh, I'm nowhere near an expert, that's for sure.
Elvis Presley only won one Grammy. What category was it in?
Well, gospel.
Good. See? You're good.
Yeah.
And it's amazing
was
how
that
many...
How Great Thou Art? Or his album?
I think it was the album.
Okay.
What Stevie Wonder number muses, I feel like this is the beginning, though I've loved you for a million years.
Oh. Is that you are the sunshine of
See, you're good, Kathy, I'm telling you. What's heavy metal group apart from Slade bellows, Mama, we're all crazy now?
Well, now if it's been past 1974,
you're like I am,
know.
You wouldn't know. Okay. I wouldn't know that either. Quiet Riot. Hey, here's one. What rockin' Christmas tune brought Chubby Checker and Bobby Rydell together in 1961? I bet you know her.
I know that one.
I would guess.
You have it?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Jingle Bell Rock.
Yep. That's it.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
You're an expert.
You are an expert.
Get out of here.
That's right. Thanks for calling, Kev. We're going to take a break. 253-5959, Bell South Mobility, Star 59, toll-free 1-877-777-0590. Long distance provided by Lexcom. Employees save money on your long distance bill with Lexcom's unique employee calling plan. Ask your employer to call Lexcom for more information. 276-4333. That's 276-4333. We'll be right back. WBLK. We're back. It is 9:32 here on 59 WVLK as we go back to your calls. And this is Kathy. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Jack. That was an odd feeling.
Yeah, really.
Hearing me talking to HLK. Oh, I used to, I know, well, since it was while he was working at WLAP, I couldn't get anyone upset. But I would call him sometimes, like if I wanted to know an answer to something and I couldn't think of it.
Yeah.
And we would be on the phone while he was on air,
mm-hmm.
maybe half an hour, just trying to stump each other back and forth on the one-hit wonders.
Yeah.
And it was just so enjoyable.
It was amazing, his knowledge, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. He was really one of maybe only two people that I've ever felt challenged by, that it was really fun to really try to stump each other.
Such a humble guy, too, because I don't know if you noticed or not, but he said, I'm in no way, shape, or form an expert, which is not true. He was, to me, very much an expert.
Oh, he definitely. I mean, a lot of people think I'm really good, but he, way, far and away above me.
Yeah.
But every time I hear the intro to I'm Ticked Off,
mm-hmm.
this show, I think of him, even though I know it's been redone by another announcer.
Right.
But he was the first to do it, and he comes right to mind. And I was thinking of him yesterday. I don't remember, not the day before yesterday. I don't remember what made me think about it. And then yesterday, when you said you were going to play this,
yeah,
I was really pleased. Thanks for doing it.
You're welcome. Something else that I was going to mention to you. What was it? It was a memory of Herb that... I got distracted here that I thought that you would recall, too. As far as being knowledgeable about music, I think he was almost a student of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't just a... It's kind of like radio is to me, and I guess radio was to Herb as well. It's not just a 9-to-5 job. It's a passion of mine. And I think music, the rock and roll music especially, was a passion of his.
Oh, and I think he really loved it, too. It wasn't,
yeah.
I mean, some people can know the answers, they don't necessarily like the music, really.
Right, exactly.
And he knew it, and he loved it. And he, I mean, even though he'd be at work, and sometimes I'd feel like, oh, I'm bothering him. I mean, he actually enjoyed the and forth challenge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Kathy.
Thanks.
It's 9:34, 26 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Three-day forecast today, mostly sunny, high 68. Tonight, clear, low of 45. And then on Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 71. Extended forecast for Sunday, dry and 76. Nothing on the radar. It's a beautiful day out there, just absolutely picture-perfect, I think. And at last check, what in the heck did we have for a temperature? I've forgotten already. We had 45. It may be a little warmer than that now. At your official weather station, 59 WVLK. Our friend Herb Kent passed away 2 years ago this weekend, and for those of you who just joined us, we're remembering Herb this morning and playing back portions of a program that I did on this show, as a matter of fact, 9 to 10 show on February the 7th, 1997. Now, here's a theme song for you, Herb. The star of this show was from Louisville, Kentucky.
What year?
Mid-60s. Late 60s, maybe into the early 70s. I'm really
not
sure.
See, I'm dead on this stuff because I was on the air. I'm doing a night show for four years doing all this stuff.
I'll give you another hint. The star of the show not only was from Louisville, Kentucky, but he played the part of Matt Dillon on radio on the old Gunsmoke series. Played a cop, a private investigator.
Drawing a blank.
Really? You know, Alan? No? William Conrad. The name of the show was Cannon. All right, let's go back to your calls. This is Pat. Good morning.
Hi. My first record that I bought was Elvis Presley, and it was Hound Dog, and then on one side, and the other side was Don't Be Cruel. And I was in the first grade.
Wow.
And
you still have it?
No, because I went to school one day, and my younger sister, when I came home, she was singing the song Hound Dog, Don't Be Cruel. I broke it. That's what she sang all day long because she stepped on it and broke it while I was in school. So,
was it a 78 or a 45, you recall?
Well, I think it must have been a 78. I'm 47 right now, so I can't really remember, but I don't believe it was a 45. I don't remember the hole being as big in the middle, you know?
Yeah.
Many of Elvis's first RCA releases were on both. You had your choice of which one you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So that was my first record.
You want a trivia question?
Oh, I could possibly try.
All right. Hang on. Herb's got a bunch of them prepared.
Let's see.
Here. I'm going to try, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I'm going to try to guess the answer.
Oh, okay.
Make it easy. Actually, I'm on my way to Memphis to the SEC tournament, so we're going to go to Graceland. It's the first time I've been there. So.
What pop pianist blew onto the scene with a song called Autumn Leaves? Pop pianist?
No idea.
Do you know?
Yes, I do. Roger Williams.
Right, good.
The reason I know that is I grew up in Des Moines, Iowa, and his real name is Louis Wirtz.
Louis Wirtz?
Yeah, and he used to play piano, run up and down the keyboard in a place in Des Moines called Yonkers Tea Room. And he jumped from that to the big time. Isn't it funny that you'd mention that song, but that's the only reason I know that.
This is a good one. You may not get this... Pat, but I have an idea. Herb might. What song did Chubby Checker try to start yet another dance craze with 2 months after The Twist went number one? I would know this.
Was it the Hucklebuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. It was a marginal hit for him.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Okay, I enjoyed it.
Okay, give me a trivia
Here's a trivia question. What kind of car... Don't answer this. Let's see if somebody else... What kind of car was parked in the little old lady's garage?
Oh, I know that.
Do you?
Yeah. Okay. 29 minutes after the hour of 9-253-5959, Bell South Mobility, Star 59, or toll-free 1-800-542-9855 from AT&T. Now your true choice for long-distance calls in Kentucky. See if you remember this TV theme song.
One of my favorites. He had a great show, Dean Martin.
I'm going to go to the couch now.
No, I love that show. It was so off the wall, and he never rehearsed, you know. It was all right off the top of his head. It was great.
Yeah, I agree.
I just love that.
One of the best variety shows ever. Remember when he tried to do a two-hour Johnny Carson-type interview show in prime time? It bombed. Do you remember that by any chance? It was 2 hours long. Just lasted a few episodes.
Yeah, I don't think so.
9:30 at 59 WVLK. We'll take another call here and then a break. Hey, Don.
Hey.
What kind of car was parked in that garage?
A Super Stock Dodge.
A brand new shiny red Super Stock Dodge.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes, sir. And I grew up in the 60s and the 70s. Of course, I got off on some of the wilder music there in the late 70s, but my brother, believe it or not, collected every album that Elvis Presley did.
Still have them?
No, not all of them, because unfortunately they were stored in an old hi-fi set.
Mm.
And somebody broke into our house on Christmas Eve in the mid-70s.
And took the whole thing.
And took the hi-fi set and took like 20-some-odd Elvis Presley albums.
Originals.
Oh, God.
Originals.
Oh,
he was sick. But he was younger than I was, and he would save his money, and I would go out and buy baseball cards and comic books, and he would buy Elvis Presley records.
Here's a trivia question specifically for you based on what you said. What group's Rockin' the Fillmore is its only gold LP, and its last with Peter Frampton?
Don't know.
You know, Herb?
I can't think of it.
Humble Pie.
Oh, I wouldn't have
known that.
No.
I got an Elvis trivia question for you, though.
Okay.
What was Elvis's second number one hit?
Second?
His first was Heartbreak Hotel. What was his second number one hit?
Followed
on the heels of that. It wasn't the flip side of it, either.
Was it King Creole?
Nope.
Teddy
Bear?
No, we'll just leave that out there.
Okay.
Elvis's second number one hit.
All right.
Second number one hit.
We're going to take a break. Thank you for calling.
All righty.
We remember our friend Herb Kent this morning. Go back to your calls. This is Ed. Good morning, Ed.
Yes, I was wondering, you were asking about the Elvis Presley second hit.
Yeah.
Could it have been Love Me Tender?
You know, I don't know the answer to that.
Oh, okay. I have no idea.
I
was just thinking that was so early, you know, and when he made the movie and everything, maybe that was the one.
So, sorry, I don't know.
Okay.
Thanks. This is this Gary? No, sorry. This is Gary. Hello, Gary.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I have a trivia question also about Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
And I have called every radio station across the country when Elvis has a birthday or whatever. You know, they always do a special show for him.
Right.
There is a song that he recorded, and I have the album, about a dog.
Old Shep.
That's right. You got it.
Yeah. That was one of his real early songs, I think.
Yeah.
Real early.
When my grandmother passed away, I found that album in the basement in a metal cabinet where she used to iron clothes.
How about that?
Why it was there, I have no idea.
Still in decent shape?
Well, the cover is really bad shape. I don't know how that got ruined. But the record's fine.
Great.
And I have all my 75 old records.
78s, yeah.
Or 78.
Right.
And I still have them in the metal rack. Remember the metal
racks
that they used to slide in?
Absolutely, yeah.
Got them sitting right there in the...
Cool.
Den.
Thanks, Gary.
All right, thank you.
Well, we are remembering our friend Herb Kent with a rebroadcast of a show that was actually presented the 7th of February, 1997, 2 years ago. Herb passed away 2 years ago this weekend. And we'll just round out the hour by playing just a little bit more memories of Herb for you. Stand by. We have an update from the Information Center coming up next with Ray Holbrook, and I'll be back on Monday morning at 6, 5 Central.
Hello there, John.
Hello. I wanted to ask Herb a trivia question.
Okay.
Early TV show called Pinky Lee.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Pinky.
Who was his sidekick?
Oh.
Gabby Hayes.
I remember Pinky Lee in those, striped suits he used to wear?
check suits. With little
check suits, yeah. I don't recall a sidekick, though.
Real quick, Charlie Weaver.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that right?
How about that?
And then we used to watch the Howdy Doody, or up in Louisville, there used to be a show on Cactus, Tom Brooks.
Yeah, right.
Foster's brother.
Right.
And that was a pretty good show, early TV. Well, I'll let you guys go.
My wife saw him at a golf tournament up there a few years ago. I'm not sure that he's still living. I think perhaps he's passed away, but he was at this golf tournament, and you would have thought that she was meeting Michael Jordan or something. She said, "There's Cactus Pete," or whatever his name is. And I said, "Who?"
Randy Atcher.
Yeah.
That's what it was. TBR show or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Okay.